Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Hello, Marcus. Jay, are you there with me?
I am here. How are you?
All right. Sorry about it, the interruption. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have here with me a new guest tonight. He is a smooth jazz saxophone player, artist. And we're just going to just start off with some basic questions for any of the followers and listeners out there to get to know you or who all do know you. Anyone that is listening, you are welcome to call the free guest line number, which is 657-383-0771. So how are you doing this evening, Marcus J?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad to get on your show and, you know, talk to everybody about the new music and the project that I'm excited about.
All right. All right. We're just for any followers that that do get to know you, they are all welcome to call in and talk to you this evening. We're just going to start off with some basic questions this evening.
Okay.
Where it all started on your passion, started playing the saxophone, and most of all, what type of music did you start playing on? As I see, you started at the age of 10.
Yeah, started playing music at the age of 10. Kind of a family tradition to play saxophone. My uncles and cousins, pretty much everybody play sax. So just grew up listening to them guys, and you know, just was so inspired by them, and so kind of fell in love with the music. Began listening to, you know, in the church scene, a lot of gospel music, and so that's kind of where I started, and then I kind of transitioned from gospel to R&B, and then, you know, some sort of forms of hip-hop. So kind of taking a little bit of sprinkles from each of those genres to try to create my own sound, and so, you know, just love and really passionate about the music.
Right. So you just done it all then. At the age of 10, what instrument did you exactly start off playing on?
Yeah, I started playing on saxophone, but kind of ventured out, you know, play a little keys and things of that nature. But, you know, sax was the first thing that, you know, kind of caught my eye. You know, like I said, kind of ventured out a little bit, but then kind of gravitated right back to it. I love the sound that the horn makes, you know, from listening to, you know, different players that influenced me, and the saxophone is just to me is the closest thing to a voice. So, you know, I kind of fell in love with that.
Right. So, what city are you calling from, Marcus J?
I am currently in Nashville, Tennessee. I had a long stint in New York where I was there for several years, and we just recently relocated back here to the Nashville area. So go Titans, go, you know, Vols, go Vandy, all of the good home states and home teams and all that good stuff. So loving the Music City. It's transformed so much. A good live music scene going on, so
All right. Well, I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. Hello out there,
okay.
My followers and friends. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana, my hometown. And we would like to start off about this album that you're really talking about now.
Okay.
The most
so
recent
the
one.
Name of that. Yeah, the name of the album is Passion Speaks Louder. I named it that because so I left my job on Wall Street to pursue my music, and the reason for that was the passion that I had for the music, the passion that I had for playing on my horn. So the title Passion Speaks Louder just was birthed from that. So you know, it was really, really about the way that the music made me feel. And the passion that I had for it. So it was inevitable for me to call it or name the album Passion Speaks Louder. So took, like I said, different genres from, you know, of different music to kind of form what I would view as what I think smooth jazz is. So that's kind of what I did to you know, make this album.
Oh, okay. So how many albums have you already had put out in as long as you've been doing this?
So this is actually my first full project. that I put out, and I'm currently working on my second one as we speak. But this will be the first official or debut album for me.
All right, all right. And that first song that I have played off your album was called In Time of Need, if anyone
yes.
wants to know. My guest tonight, you want to be called Marcus J?
That is correct.
That's correct. All right. Are you a family man? Are you married? There are a lot of listeners out there want to know.
Yeah, I am a family man. I'm married. We just got married last year. So we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary. We just got back in the country from a little vacation. So definitely a family man.
All right. Congratulations. We're going to stop right here. You stay in that hot seat. Don't you go nowhere, Marcus. And we're going to go off and play one of your songs off the album. This one is called January 27th. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
All right. That was January 27th by Marcus J. And that was real cool sound right there. That's different.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was reading a little info on you, and you were talking about that that you studied Elite in Quartz Studio. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to actually do some work with Elite. And for those of y'all who don't know who Elite is, he produced a lot of J. Cole's album, things of that nature. So had an opportunity to, you know, sit in on some couple sessions and, you know, do some work with him and, you know, kind of just get a good vibe of how, you know, how he creates the music. So got a lot of great information from him and, you know, try to use and incorporate some of that stuff in what I do today.
Oh, okay then, and very much so. I like Common myself, and John Legend, and all of them. And I see that you have a degree in economics and financial, and that's what really stirred you away to get started on your passion that you was on Wall Street.
You know, kind of just. One of them things where they say that if you do what you love, everything else will fall into place type of thing. So, you know, finance was one of those things that I was good at. You know, I did it in school, you know, landed a job on Wall Street or whatnot. But, you know, it wasn't really my passion. You know, it was just something that I was good at. And so the music, it was kind of like my escape goal. So even when I was working in New York, I would always use music as my escape goal to kind of escape from reality, if you will. So I just started to grow and started love by studying, you know, different musicians and seeing how they approach the music, people like Kirk Whalum and Philip Martin and Marcus Anderson, you know, and once I started to really ingrain myself in the music, I was starting to love it even more. And so, you know, during that transition is really what made me want to pursue music. And so just love it.
All right. All right. So why did you name the title of this song January 27th? Is there some meaning with that?
Yeah, so January 27th is actually my birthday. So named it after my birthday. I like the vibe of it. So just gave it that title, January 27th, because I was really digging the vibe. And, of course, I like that date. So I just had to roll with it.
Right. I like that. I really like that. So why don't give all the listeners out there your fan page information, how they can follow you and where to purchase this music.
Got you. So you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Marcus on the Sax. You can find me on Facebook at Marcus J. And you can purchase the album on my website at www.marcusj.net. Or you can, you know, find it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, any of those major platforms by just typing in Passion Speaks Louder or Marcus J. Jazz. Either one of the two, I'll pop up and you can definitely download, which I hope you do.
All right. All right. So I would like to know, and also all the listeners out there wants to know, have you done any community events or any charity events for representing anything in your community?
Yeah. So when I was growing up, I was in a part of an organization called the Tennessee Aquatic Project, which they are known for taking inner city youth and exposing them to things that they probably would never be able to encounter before, such as like scuba diving and traveling the world. So I really have a really big place in my heart for that organization. So I think it was last year around this time, I put on a free concert for them, and we raised a lot of money for the students who are in the program now. And, you know, I felt really good about that because, you know, giving back to that organization, which did a lot for me. So, you know, that was definitely something that I'm very proud of. And we raised a lot of money for that function. I donated my time My band donated their time, and they was able to raise all the funds that they needed to get the kids to go from here to Africa to do some stuff. So it was a great experience.
All right. I get tweets from children, and anyone that wants to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Lady Diva Ms. Moss at twitter.com. And children, they want to know, who was your favorite music artist that inspired you as a kid growing up?
My favorite artist as a kid probably was like somebody like Kirk Whalum or Gerald Albright. I used to listen to those guys so much. Definitely loved the way that they played. Love the way that they approach the music. So definitely was some big influence. And outside of those two, another guy that I really enjoyed was Mike Phillips. So between those three, they were in my rotation heavily.
Wow, I love Mark Phillips. I'm just right behind you on the on those artists. I love them myself. Matter of fact, you know, I really never heard of them until like just a few years ago. So,
yeah.
And another kid wants to know, did, and besides playing the keyboard and not before you even played the saxophone, did you ever play the clarinet?
No, I did not play clarinet before, even though, you know, it's very similar, saxophone, you know, the whole Wu-Wen family, sax, flute, clarinet, all kind of similar. But no, I did not. Now, I have picked up, you know, a couple of things now, you know, looking back on it going now, but before I didn't. But it's definitely something good to have, like, under your belt to be able to, you know, be versatile and be able to play more than just, you know, saxophone, be able to, you know, pick up a clarinet, pick up a flute, or whatever have you.
Yeah, I've been to some concerts where I support live music here in my city, here in Evansville, Indiana. Hello out there, fans. And there are some of them that are multi-talented where they just don't play one instrument, they play several. And it's amazing just to sit there and watch them do that. You can't figure out how they do it. It's just how they're built up to where they just do that. They have that passion in their heart that they love to do. And we're going to play another song off your album. And this one is the actual one called Passion Speaks Louder. And you stay in the hot seat, Marcus J, and we'll be right back.
All right.
All right, all right. Good evening, everyone. This is Brenda Moss here live on the air at Let's Get It Up. Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. This is Brenda Moss. Are you still with me, Marcus J?
I am here.
Okay, I don't understand with the interference of the static, but what I just got done playing for all the listeners out there, that was Passion Speaks Louder. That was by Marcus J from his album. Marcus, can you go ahead and mention any events that are coming up, or any future events, or any future projects that you may have coming up later in the future?
Yeah, you can catch me on April 21st at Agenda here in Nashville, Tennessee, for Jazz Appreciation Month. I'll be partnering up with the National Association of African American Music Museum. And I'll be playing some of the songs from my album, as well as speaking on a panel about what jazz means to me. Along on that panel will be people like Rob Magaha and people of that nature. From there, you can find me on April 25th at Tennessee State University performing for the Athletics Department's Banquet, which will be a really good event. And then you can find me again on May 6th at the Renaissance Hotel. I'll be performing with Kevin Whalum for a tribute to honor Pastor Shirley Caesar, Kathy Hughes, and John Platt and Gamble and Huff. And for more information about that, you guys can check out my site again, MarcusJ.net. And also, I am working on a second project, which will definitely be released sometime next year. So be on the lookout for that.
So why don't you go ahead and mention your fan pages on how people can follow you and where to purchase your music.
Gotcha. You can purchase my music again at MarcusJ.net for physical copies. Or if you want to get a digital copy, you can head over to iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, any of those major platforms. You'll be able to find it. Name of the album is Passion Speaks Louder. Or just type in Marcus J, one of the two, you'll be able to find it, and I hope you enjoy.
All right. So I would like to ask you the last question for this evening for you, Marcus J.
Okay.
Can you give some inspiring words for those out there suffering today, or for the ones that are struggling in their passion as well?
Yeah, I guess my words of encouragement means is that with success comes sacrifice. So what are you willing to sacrifice to achieve whatever goal that you're trying to get? Just stay focused on whatever that end goal is. Keep God first, and everything else will fall into play.
All right. All right. And thank you for those words, Marcus. If there's anything else you would like to mention on air, or any appreciation and give thanks for any of your supporters, you can go right ahead and speak now.
Okay. Well, number one, I want to thank you for inviting me to do the show with you. So special shout out to you. And also everybody who tuned in to listen, please go support the new album, Passion Speaks Louder. Call your radio stations, your jazz stations. Let's get some of the music playing on there. And also, please leave comments as well. Love all the good feedback, good or bad. Just let me know. And I appreciate it
so much.
All right.
All right. And I really appreciate you coming on air tonight, giving up your time. And you are more welcome to return again for any future projects or any future music, Marcus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I will be playing the last track off his album before I close out this evening, and that song will be called Sax in the Rain. I would like to mention a friend of mine who is doing some awesome customized gift baskets here locally here in Evansville, Indiana. These gift baskets are her creations. It's a little small business that she does on the side for her church. She's raising the money for missions in Haiti. So will you help? Her name is Kat Welton. You can reach her at 812-484-6161. You will see a picture of an ad of the gift baskets. Now, these gift baskets can run in different themes to suit your wish. It could be a movie basket, spa basket, or just a school supply basket. And there are many other themes. Now, these baskets run $40 each. Now, she have created these baskets, and they are wrapped up and decorated, ready to brighten someone's day. So are you ready to brighten someone's day with one of these baskets? You can give Kat Welton a call at 812-484-6161. I appreciate you helping her out with her little small business in these customized gift baskets. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. I'm about to sign out, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, and thank you for listening at Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I'm signing out with this song called Sax in the Rain by Marcus J. Thank you.